There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. My name is Sean Wolfswinkel.
And I'm Joni.
Yeah, welcome to Inside the Wolf's Den. We have an exciting opportunity we're going to talk about today, and something where that came just one of those things that just falls on your lap,
right?
And you're like, should we do this or not?
And our personality, let's run with
and
it.
And then once you get into the mud and you're like knee deep, and you're like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Yeah, and maybe I should have thought twice about this, but no, we're joking around.
Well, but going back to last week's episode, where we're talking about remote team members. If you didn't hear that, we were talking about remote team members and using virtual assistants in your business, and so how we utilize them from the very beginning of our careers, to when we had one virtual assistant to now we have 12, remote team members. So
yeah, so that, I think that was episode 21. We talked about how to utilize them, how to find them, how we fully utilize remote team members in our business, why we think they're so important to especially a startup company or somebody smaller, any small business owner out there. Definitely, obviously can't use them if you're like a retail location because they won't be there. But other than that, they can do some great things behind the scenes,
right?
Marketing, accounting. And so what we're passionate about is, just to let you guys know, we had the opportunity to acquire a company that offers remote team members. It's based out of Mexico. So we had the opportunity from another management company that sold.
Right.
And they no longer were going to continue with it. So we had the opportunity to buy the assets, buy the business that was already established in Mexico. And we think it's an awesome opportunity because we were heavily using remote team members. And so we thought it was a great opportunity for us to take it and take it way further than we ever imagined.
Right. And I think we also, thinking about, taking it over, we've been successful at using our remote team members. We actually have, other property management companies come to us and say, hey, how are you utilizing your remote team members, and how can you help me train them, type of thing. And so we thought it was just a good opportunity for us to help others out there as well.
Correct. So we started acquired True Work Logistics. It's a company that offers remote team members based out of Mexico to service. Our focus is property management. So we're also going to service small franchise models or businesses that need, dispatching customer service reps,
after hours.
Yeah, after hours calls. But our focus is property management because that's where our skills are. That's where our skill sets are. That's where we've had the most success using. And to be honest, property management is a small margin business. And
right.
So you need to find every avenue or opportunity to cut costs, conserve revenue. And, your biggest expense is always going to be labor.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the bottom line, one of your biggest expenses is labor. And so you got to look at ways, how can I minimize that, but yet get the biggest outcome or output, from the staff that I have. And so using remote team members is a huge way to do that. It's a low cost solution. You don't have to worry about payroll taxes, health insurance, and
providing them an office,
providing
all the equipment needed for, them to be successful with what they do.
Correct. Yeah. More and more, it gets challenging
yes.
to properly staff a company. And so if you're growing like we have been, over the years, you you need more staff than you probably can afford. And so you got to look for alternatives, and that's where this is a great solution. So Truework Logistics or TWL, the difference that we've done in the property management industry is, and where we're serving a niche, is our remote team members come trained. They specialize we've even got them trained to specific departments.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, when we started, you know, using other companies to help us, you know, find remote team members, I think that was probably the hardest part of it all is like, once you find them, then, okay, then, you know, now you have to, designate time to really train them and focus on them. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think that looking back, you know, other property management companies are having a heck of a time doing that because most of them don't have any time.
Correct.
And so we found that there was a need there. And so what we're doing differently is we are actually going to be training these remote team members, you know, in the property management industry. So for leasing, if they're, you know, if their seat best fits them in leasing, we're going to be training them, you know, in the leasing department. And so if we have a company that needs, you know, a remote team member for leasing, you know, they're going to become trained already. So they don't have to spend a whole lot of time with them.
That's a great point. Cause yeah, I mean, most companies that are offering remote team members out there are not as specialized and trained as what we're offering.
Right.
You know, they usually just try to find you a good candidate, but then you have to, it's your responsibility to train them and bring them and do all, and that's, and you might say that's what all I need, cause I want to train them from my particular company, but we've been at this a long time. We've made our mistakes and we've learned from them. And so now we're saying, hey, you don't probably have the time or energy because you're so busy in your business already that let us send you trained, ready to go. So you can just plug and play, you know, remote team members.
Absolutely.
You don't have to train them. You have to worry about that. You might have to, maybe for your specific market, there might be a, something unique to your market that's different. Obviously we're training ours for Texas and New Mexico,
but aside from that though, a big part of it is, you know, customer service. You know, our company is, we focus heavily on the customer experience, you know, which a lot of companies, that's the last thing that they focus on. And so, aside from the departmental stuff, we're also, you know, teaching them and training them, those techniques so they can utilize in your company.
So something that happens is when we hire a new, remote team member, for TWL, they, go through, the nice part is they're going through a series of training. So, ethics,
fair housing, and you know, we have a series of videos that we have built out for our own team members. So they're going through all of these, training videos, you know,
courses. And then we're having them work within our own management company for a period of time. Usually a month to 3 months. And so they are fully getting, you know, on AppFolio, on property mailed, on.
They're answering, you know, leasing phone questions, or answering maintenance questions, you know, all these things that, you know, that we have to train them to do. They're already doing these things.
Correct. So they're going to be fully trained. And then from there, clients that come and utilize our services, we are then, you know, they'll interview several clients to make sure that there's a good culture fit for them. Cause maybe it won't be, you know, somebody that culture fit for us is not. So we're going to have three different candidates that they can interview with, or more if they need more. And then depending on their needs, we're going to interview, you know, there'll be a survey and a customer interview like saying, hey, what are your needs? Where are you struggling right now in your management company or in your, you know, service-based industry company. What do you need help? And then we're going to give them the candidates to serve them, fully trained, been working in that industry already. And then we're going to, comes with software. Mm-hmm. We're providing software and technology that they can use. We're providing video content and training.
And which not only they could use, but the, you know, business owners can use as well, you know. And so they'll have access to our video libraries and all of our training material.
And the other beautiful part is that things change constantly, right? And technology is constantly evolving. From where you and I started in property management 10 years ago to where it is today, like, you know, they're night and day. We're not, I don't think we're using any of the softwares we started with 10 years ago.
Yeah. We maybe weren't Excel. Using it. Yeah, Excel. Yeah. Remember our first owner we had on, yeah. I think our statement was through Excel.
Through Excel spreadsheet, yeah. I seriously started, and then we're like, oh man, we got to figure out what we're doing. So, but no, so they're going to come, you know, things are going to change. And so the beautiful part is like, we're always on the cutting edge of technology. We're always building out new and systems and softwares and, you know, task management software through Asana and everything. But and you're going to have access to all those. And as things change and evolve, you know, you are automatically getting those advantages, you know, through our, right. through our technology.
Exactly. So
just being a part of or a client of ours, we will make sure that your remote team member is up to date on that. Mm-hmm. And then given that. So we do also monthly, you know, reviews with you to making sure your remote team member, is there something they need extra training on? Is there something that they're lacking? Or how are they doing? How can we, you know, service you better?
Right.
The remote team members will have their own training, mm-hmm. you know, every couple of weeks.
One-on-one just, training.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just to bring them up to speed on what we're doing. And so you're not only getting a remote team member for your company, you're getting really the our whole systems and support behind you.
Right. We're just not going to deliver you the VA. I mean, you know, the remote team member, you know, we're there to hold their hand through the entire process and also yours as well.
Correct. So we just wanted to give you an update on that, an exciting new company that we're rolling out. So if you are in the property management industry or service-based industry, we are here to support you, and we would love to speak with you and talk to you about that. So reach out to us. You know, reach out on insidethewolfsden.com. There's a contact page, also an email address, info@insidethewolfsden.com. We'd be happy to put you in contact. You know, Brett will also be there to support you and help you onboard you and answer any questions you can about the cost, what it looks like, how quickly we can get somebody in your company, and just more details. So we're excited about it, right?
Yes, it's an exciting opportunity. I think, you know, we can service a lot of our fellow, you know, PM companies, property management companies, and other service industries. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, we don't want to, this podcast was not, you know, intended to just to sell things or do anything else. It's meant to provide value for you. But this is just something that I think we're excited about. And, you know, we just know the industry, and we know that we feel that there's not highly trained remote team members out there. And so we want to be able to offer that to you, because we know what a vital success they can be within your company.
Absolutely. And even if you're on the fence right now, or you have a remote team member that you are hiring and you want to ask, you know, us some questions or me some questions, feel free to reach out to me and I can walk you through the process as well.
Yeah, awesome. So stay tuned and we'll have more information about that company. And we look forward to serving you guys and helping you. And can't wait to add more value over the next couple of months. We're going to have some guest speakers on this show. And so we want to bring in some new faces. Yes. And just continue to add value. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at insidethewolfsden.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.